Berenice. My name is Aegeus. I come from an old family. I grew up in a traditional mansion with many rooms. I spent most of my time in the library. I have a few memories of that room. I remember my mother reading there. I also remember playing on the floor. That room was also where my mother died. As I grew up, the books in that library fed my imagination, and I began to have difficulty distinguishing reality from fiction. The world of my imagination and my dreams were real to me, and the world around me seemed like mere visions. The fantasies in my head became my reality. Berenice was my cousin. We grew up together, but we were very different. I was often sick, and I was not a happy child. I avoided the company of others. Berenice, on the other hand, was attractive and full of energy. I spent all my time with my books in the library. Berenice loved to walk in the hills. She loved being in nature. She was free of stress in the natural world. Berenice. I call her name. The memories come and I see her as she was then. She was beautiful and interested in everything. She didn't care about the world, but she changed when she became sick. After her first illness, Berenice suffered from a range of diseases. The worst was a form of epilepsy. She seemed to be asleep, but dreaming. She awoke very suddenly and didn't remember anything. At the same time, my own disease got worse. It was a disease of the mind. When I was obsessed with an idea, a thing, or a person, I could not think about anything else. This might not sound like a disease, but it became so bad that I spent hours, or even days, focused on a small picture, a shadow on a wall, or a flame in a fire. I forgot the world around me. I forgot to eat, sleep, or take care of myself. I kept thinking about unimportant things. I did not get any pleasure from my daydreams. I felt sorry about the time I wasted. The books I read did not help me. If you think I was interested in the change in Berenice and her disease, you are wrong. Sometimes when I felt healthy, I tried to understand how the illness affected Berenice. Her joyful life had gone, and she was now a different girl. The physical changes that happened to Berenice shocked me. I had never thought of Berenice as an object of love, because I was not interested in her physical beauty. I had seen her come and go. She passed the window. She entered the library. She spoke, but I hardly noticed her. I was interested in her, but she was like a dream. Now, however, I felt sorry for her terrible condition. I remembered that she had loved me. I also asked Berenice to marry me. Berenice agreed, and we waited until winter for the day of our wedding. One day I was sitting alone in the library. I heard a footstep. I looked up and saw Berenice in front of me. She didn't speak, and I looked at her dress, her body, and eventually her face. She wore a soft, long, grey dress. Her body was nothing like before. She was thin, pale, and had no energy. I was shocked again at the change in her. I felt cold and breathless. I sat back in my chair and looked directly into her face. Her forehead was high and pale. Her hair was thin and it was yellow. Her eyes were lifeless. They stared at me like two discs of glass. Her mouth opened in a smile and I saw her teeth. I wish I had never seen them. I heard the door shut and I looked up. My cousin had left the room, but the memory of her teeth was still in my mind. They were clean, white, shining and perfect. I could see them everywhere. The teeth. The teeth. They were long, narrow and white, with her lips opening around them. And I was obsessed. I could think of nothing else. In my mind, I examined Berenice's teeth from every side, and I wanted them. I thought about them when she was young, about the changes in them. I wanted them more than anything in the world. I could only be well again if I had the teeth. They were perfect to me, and they should be mine. Hours passed and the day became night. I still sat in the library. I still thought about those teeth. Morning came and I forgot myself and my body. I didn't feel thirsty or hungry. I noticed nothing around me. Suddenly, as the second night approached, I heard someone crying. I stood up and opened the door. There was a servant girl outside. She was crying and she told me Berenice had died. Her epilepsy had attacked early in the morning, and now everything was ready for her funeral. I was sitting in the library again. I knew many hours had passed. The funeral was over, but I had no memory of the event since then. I had a feeling of horror. What had happened? I tried to work it out. Why was that woman screaming all the time? What had I done? What was it? On the table beside me, there was a lamp and a little box. I had seen it many times before, but never here. Why was it on my table now? There was a soft knock on the library door. A servant entered. He was pale. He looked extremely frightened.
"We heard a scream in the silence of the night," he said. "Everyone woke up. We followed the sound of the screams."
He stopped and looked at me.
"It came from the grave of Berenice. The grave was open. Her body lay..."
He stopped. I waited.
"Alive," he said.
He pointed to my clothes. They were muddy and bloody. He took my hand gently. There was mud under my nails. I screamed and jumped up. I reached for the little box on the table. I tried to open it, but I could not. It fell from my hands and burst open. Some dental equipment fell from the box. 32 small white substances rolled all over the floor.